Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do.
That's Tom Petty. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Stephen Webb, Stephen with a V, police officer, certified Alice Threat training instructor, author of Education in a Violent World, professor of school law and policy at the Southern Illinois University and McKendree University as well. He's our new friend, Steve. Thanks again for being here. You have identified five apps that our children use that you'd like to point out the perils of those apps. The first one is Snapchat. This probably is the most insidious, isn't it?
Well, we thought it was, and Snapchat's bad. Don't get me wrong. Over 240 million users a day on Snapchat. But what has happened now is Snapchat has allowed other apps to add in, like YOLO, and that's become even worse.
What is YOLO?
YOLO stands for You Only Live Once. YOLO is an app that allows people to ask questions or to comment upon you anonymously.
Wow.
And you know, we just got rid of one of the worst cyberbullying apps ever in Yik Yak a few years back, and then now we're just inundated with more and more anonymous apps. And when kids get into this anonymous world, bad things happen.
That's exactly right. And have we seen an increase in suicides among children since social media has happened? Is that a statistic?
No doubt about it. There's no doubt that there's a connection with child suicide and social media and cyberbullying, but there's also no doubt in these school shootings and the school violence and social media and this electronic world that these kids are in.
Right. So you got Snapchat, YOLO. I did not know about that. That's a new one on me. I bet it's a new one on most parents. TikTok
is
another one.
I wanted to make sure that they knew about it.
So folks, YOLO, You Only Live Once. That's what it stands for. Where does that come from? Who makes that? Is that a China app?
Well, I'm not sure where it comes from, but the way we found out about YOLO, and you have to research these apps. The way we found out was we had a threat on a local school district near my area from a person utilizing YOLO, which they thought they could be anonymous, and we were able to find out who that was, and that person was arrested, and we found out a lot about YOLO at that time, and that's when we started figuring out the cyberbullying that's occurring within that anonymous app. So.
Right.
You've got to do your research if you're going to find these things.
Now, you talked earlier about people watching reading these short little snippets of words, but these 15-second videos on TikTok, that's another. It's not only bad it's just bad on many levels, isn't it, TikTok?
A lot of levels. I mean, you start with the privacy level, that there's really very few privacy security areas for your privacy. But then you go to the age of children that are using this and the clothes that they're wearing and the ability for predators to be able to talk to them directly through that app.
Wow.
Yeah, it may be cute. Yeah, your kids may be able to dance, but they're wearing less and less, and it's all about likes and trying to get more and more likes and being an internet sensation at a very, very young age, and it's really creating a dangerous situation for our youngest children.
And you can see the kids watching this stuff. You know what they're doing, and they're laughing, they're showing it to each other, and it's funny. But here's what's upsetting to me. That's what they call humor now. Instead of watching cartoons or something that was funny on a television show with some morality, they're laughing at these immoral, absurd examples, and that's developing a perverse sense of humor, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's making you live in a virtual world that's not real. And just to be honest, when I took my training to be a social media intelligence analyst, after I bought my burner phone, it took me 10 minutes to set up a fake account with a fake picture and be able to talk to people as somebody that I am not.
Wow.
10 minutes. And I'm 51 years old. I'm not that great at setting these things up. It took me 10 minutes after I got my burner phone.
What about
so people
whisper?
Need to realize this is real.
The fourth one is whisper. I never heard of that.
Yeah, that's a really terrible one that's starting to cross the nation. And what it is, it basically advertises, tell your biggest secrets meet new people. Tell your biggest secrets, meet new people, and most all of the secrets are turning to sex. And,
this has got to be part of the cybercrime.
On age.
This has got to be part of the cybercrime industry. I can't. How could it not be?
Well, because they say that you can't be less than 18 and be on this app, but they don't have any way of verifying your
age. No way.
So kids, you know, when 1 in 5 8-year-olds have smartphones, 1 in 5 8-year-olds have smartphones.
Right.
That's going to be a lot of young people on these types of apps because they're wanting to meet people. Listen, they're isolated at home in a pandemic.
And the other
they're looking for people, and they're maybe more susceptible to this.
What about Discord? That's the fifth one. Quickly.
You know, Discord is made for gaming. It's made to talk to other gamers, so it allows predators to have something in common with you and lure your kids out of their homes. And it's happened. It's continuing to happen. And with this pandemic, kids are using it more and more. Be careful with who they're talking to.
Snapchat and TikTok I knew about. YOLO, Whisper, and Discord I did not know about. That doesn't mean anything. I'm not in the loop on these things. But parents, ask your children, what do they use? You've got to stay close to this because this is destructive. And don't wait till it's too late. Dr. Stephen Webb has brought us this information. We appreciate it very much. His book is called Education in a Violent World. I encourage you to find it and buy two copies. You want to give one away. We're going to come right back with him.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.